USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Department of Energy says it has been hacked, adding to the list of U.S. government agencies that have been targeted as part of an ongoing cyber attack. An Energy Department spokesperson said an investigation into the suspected Russian attack is underway. The hack was initially discovered over the weekend, with security experts then trying to discern the damage done to the DOE's network. The Departments of Commerce, Homeland Security, and the Treasury have also been breached as part of the hack that the FBI and the Director of National Intelligence says is significant and ongoing. And Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says his wife has tested positive for coronavirus and is experiencing mild symptoms. According to Politico, Secretary Azar sent an email Thursday informing his staff of her positive test. He says he'll work from home and get tested every day until his exposure period is over. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energize Health. And I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect. Worse than death. Erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who have reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. EnergizeHealth.com.
A Senate panel held a hearing earlier this week to dig into irregularities in the November election, with some members still questioning the results of the presidential election. Senator Rand Paul says he does believe Joe Biden will be the next president, but the Kentucky Republican tells Fox News that that doesn't mean there wasn't fraud in the 2020 election.
It's sort of like Roger Maris beating Babe Ruth's record. He got an extra 8 games to do it in, so it's not a fair comparison. I think that there was fraud, significant fraud, and I think the only way we can fix this is in the future by changing the laws, because frankly, we've seen this in the past. LBJ was a big cheater. Pritchard in my state went to jail for cheating. There's a lot of cheating that has happened in our history, but the courts also have a long-term history of never listening to the arguments. They have punted 60 times, but it's important that the left not get to misconstrue this. None of the court cases were on the facts. They were on standing and procedural technicalities. Nobody has ruled that there wasn't fraud.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The FDA says there may be some extra doses of its COVID-19 vaccine in the vials that it shipped. Tim Berg has the story from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Doctors across the country expected to receive the Pfizer COVID vaccine with 5 doses in each vial. But it turns out there are up to 2 extra doses per vial, which the FDA says are safe to use. Dr. Brooke Watts is a quality officer at the Cleveland Hospital. She tells CBS This Morning,
the manufacturer, as we understand it, was trying to be particularly cautious. They wanted to make sure that each dose was full and there was room for air. But what we've learned from our colleagues around the state and country is that if you follow the manufacturer's directions very specifically, you actually have 6 full doses in each vial.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And Nigerian officials say they've recovered hundreds of schoolboys that were abducted a week ago. Islamist terrorist group Boko Haram had claimed responsibility for last Friday's attack in northwestern Nigeria that saw more than 300 students abducted from a secondary school. Officials say the boys will receive a medical examination before being reunited with their families. The government did not reveal whether it had paid any ransom for the boys' return. And French President Emmanuel Macron is self-isolating after testing positive for the coronavirus. Macron has reportedly been experiencing symptoms of COVID-19, but no details of his illness have been released. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.